Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you need some easy and non-intimidating ways to get a financial life? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. There is nothing like a financial crisis to get everyone's attention. In the midst of a crisis, there is one goal and only one, just get through it. But on the other side of the crisis, your goal should be to put a financial plan together that will keep you steady next time. Here's how. First and foremost, understand that living within your means is the mandatory initial step. That may sound basic, but for some people, it's a lost focus. Crunch the numbers, deduct outlay from income, and know the difference. Second, always pay yourself first, which simply means always put something away for savings every month. Work on contributing regularly, regardless how small the amount, to building a 3 to 6 month savings that can pay for living expenses. Third, commit to this discipline. Have a set amount automatically deducted from your paycheck to go to retirement savings and your emergency fund savings, because money you never see is the money that's easiest to save. Fourth, give yourself incremental tasks. In other words, don't presume you can get a financial life quickly. Consider how long you've been living without a financial plan and realize that to turn those habits around will take a little time. So be deliberate about your goals, set reasonable time frames, and celebrate reaching those goals, however small. Fifth, when it comes to credit cards, make 2 your maximum and keep the lines of credit reasonable. Those lines of credit, even if never used, are considered potential debt by any would-be lenders you solicit a loan. And finally, never pay just the minimum payment on those credit cards, and always pay on time, every time. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.